just stay with the basics there.
I've got a good cautionary story.
Oh goody. Go ahead.
Now is your time. I was driving across the Southwest and stopped for the night at this little campground, and you know, driving through this dry desert area. I was gonna share a campsite with dandelion or strawberry, wrong plant.
Yeah, sometimes it can be hard to tell the difference.
It was a stunning place, and I was like, wow, this is an incredible place, you know? And I just wanted to connect with that spot for a little bit. And so I walked over this little hill, and as I come over the hill, there's this, like, there's water there. There's, like, this stream that's flowing. And right where I walk, the stream bends around this stone column that comes up out of the earth, you know? And I was just like, oh, my God, you know, like, it's amazing this place could be here without, you know, like, this is incredible. And so I sit down there and I have a corn cob, pipe, and I started smoking and sitting there, and I'm like, wow, this is, you know, I know about sacred sites, I'm not going to engage this place, but this is incredible, you know, as I'm smoking and, you know, just praying, but not really engaging it. Or I didn't think I was really engaging it, but I was struck and felt this emotional upwelling, you know, of what is available there, and that people don't come here, you know. I almost started tearing up in my emotional connectivity to this place. And in that moment, I, at a certain point, I realized, whoa, I'm totally going down this road that I was setting my intentions not to go down. And so I reset that boundary for myself, like, okay, I'm really not trying to interact with you. This is an incredible place, you know. I don't, you know, I'm not ready to have a relationship or sign a contract here. And, you know, I reset that boundary. And as soon as I reset that boundary like that, my pipes then just went and broke in half. Like, as I'm holding it in my hand, I'm like, what the and I got scared, you know, and I'm like, whoa, you know. And so I started moving out of the space, and as I turn around and start going up the hill, my back completely goes out, and I literally can't stand up. I have to go down on the ground, and I crawl back on my hands and knees to the campsite, and Strawberry was there, and I was like, help.
Yeah. I got up and rode him like a pony.
He's such a compassionate strawberry fan.
Well, he's the only fruit with the seeds on the outside.
I don't know why that's funny, but it is. So I think for me that the learning there was about, like, you know,
slippery slope.
Yeah, of having intentions, but what I was really doing was not what I was intending to do.